There are a lot of misconceptions about the Pentagon. My personal favorite is the size. The thing is huge. No, I'm talking gigantic. Let me try and put it in perspective for you. The Pentagon can fit 5 United States Capitol buildings inside of it, has more than 6 million square feet of floor space, has hallways that stretch over 17 miles, and has 6 zip codes. Did I mention it has its own mini mall and 5 different food courts with popular fast food places like McDonald's, Subway, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, and so many more? But why was this oddly shaped building built in the first place? This question, along with many others, will be answered on this episode of the Chronicles of Time. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and let's dive into the Pentagon. Why was the Pentagon built? And why in that specific shape? Ah, the questions that keep you up at night. Let's travel back into the 1940s for a bit to get some answers. In 1940, when America was on the brink of entering World War II, we had 17 different War Department buildings, leaving Washington rather disorganized. President Franklin D. Roosevelt called on the help of General Somerville to complete the task of making a building large enough to hold 40,000 workers, because this new building would be the home of our War Department. 17 buildings going into one. Initially, the land that was picked once belonged to Confederate General Robert E. Lee. This land was confiscated by the federal government during the Civil War. The plot of land was surrounded by 5 sides, so the architects worked with what they had, thus giving way to a Pentagon-shaped building. Just before construction broke on the land, FDR decided to change the location. The president's fear was that such a large building would obliterate the views to Washington, D.C. and to the Capitol. So what was the next plan? Well, to kick out nearly 100 African-American families from their homes, leave them homeless, and refuse to help them. But hey, now there's room for the Pentagon, right? Doing things the American way. Contrary to popular belief, the Pentagon isn't actually in Washington, D.C. It's actually located in Arlington, Virginia. To get to the White House from the Pentagon, it would take about 3 miles. Construction on the massive building happened exactly 60 years before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. They were about to create what is still the world's largest low-rise office building. It has 3 times the office space as the Empire State Building. On normal occasions, this kind of structure would take 4 years to complete, but this wasn't any ordinary time. When the Japanese struck Pearl Harbor in December 1941, work on the Pentagon went full force. Overseeing construction was Major Leslie Groves, the man who also oversaw the Manhattan Project. There were thousands of workers working on rotating shifts that completed the Pentagon in a mere 16 months. It was completed on January 15, 1943. Well, officially opening then. Months before its opening, workers moved into offices without walls and used wooden planks to move around. But when she was finished, she was surely something. The Pentagon has 5 floors above ground and 2 below ground. With it being so large, it is divided up into 5 sections and 5 rings. The 5 rings are labeled A through E, with E usually being the offices of senior officials, due to them being the only rings with exterior views. These rings help make it accessible to get to any point of the building in 10 minutes or less. In the center of the building, there is a 5-acre courtyard. There are 131 staircases, 19 escalators, and 70 elevators. The structure has double the amount of bathrooms as needed, a whopping 284. This is because when construction began, Virginia was segregated, but in the middle of construction, President Roosevelt issued an executive order prohibiting segregation among federal employees. So when the Pentagon opened, the bathrooms were never segregated, making it one of the first buildings in the state of Virginia to be desegregated. Once World War II was done, people speculated on what would happen to the giant building across from the Capitol. Some believe it would become a storage facility. Others thought possibly a hospital. Little did they know that the War Department found its forever home. The Pentagon was already an American symbol and here to stay. In the 1960s, controversy would come to the Pentagon's doorstep. It was 1967 when the Pentagon protests would take place. Over 50,000 people marched from the Lincoln Memorial to the Pentagon to protest the Vietnam War. Nearly 700 people were arrested, almost 50 injured, but there were no deaths. Things only began to look worse for the Pentagon because in 1971, the Pentagon Papers were leaked. These papers go hand in hand with Richard Nixon's Watergate scandal, which I covered in episode 3. The papers basically revealed that the United States was sending troops into the Vietnam War, knowing they were never going to win it. Daniel Ellsberg was the whistleblower of the papers and became a national hero to many. In the 1990s, the Pentagon would finally be painted in a better light as it was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1992. And by 1993, it was time to do some renovations. The building had no sprinklers and was not up to codes. They worked on one-fifth of the building at a time, ensuring they built the building to keep people safe in an emergency. And just days before the renovations were finished on one side, that emergency happened. The Pentagon was hit by a hijacked American Airlines flight at 9:37 a.m. on September 11, 2001. This happened less than an hour after the first Twin Tower was hit. Going 529 miles an hour, Flight 77 would go on to hit the one and only renovated section of the Pentagon, but still made a gash 30 yards wide by 10 yards deep, hitting three outer rings of the building. The nation watched in fear. If the home of our defense can get hit, nothing is safe. Over 20,000 people were working at the Pentagon on September 11th. And on board Flight 77 were 64 passengers. When the plane hit the building, its 36,000 pounds of jet fuel covered the entire area, causing a massive fire that would burn for 36 hours straight. The terrorist attack took the lives of 184 people. To honor these victims, there is a 9/11 memorial at the Pentagon. There are 184 benches commemorating each victim. If their bench faces towards the Pentagon, they were victims who worked there or were visiting. If their bench faces away, they were a victim on Flight 77. The day after the attacks, some Pentagon workers decided to return to work to show that the Pentagon in the United States was still strong and intact. A team was soon assembled to reconstruct the section of the Pentagon that had been attacked. The project was called Project Phoenix because they intended to have it rise from the ashes. Today, over 27,000 people work at the Pentagon, and annually, 100,000 people tour this giant complex. Remember that badass picture of Obama watching bin Laden get taken down? That happened right in the heart of the Pentagon. We can call that poetic justice at its finest. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Pentagon. It has been a pleasure to research this, and to be honest, I didn't really know what the building was before I got started, so I was excited to see, along with you guys, exactly what it was. I didn't realize how big it was. I thought, you know, maybe it was a little bit bigger than the White House or the Capitol. I wasn't thinking five times bigger than the Capitol, so I'm glad now that I know if I was to ever go visit what to expect. But if you all have any questions or comments on the show, feel free to email me. My email is thechroniclesoftimepodcast@gmail.com. Please email me any suggestions or if you just want to talk history. If you like the show, leave a rating and review, and don't forget to tell your friends as well. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you just listened to The Chronicles of Time.